Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio, and I'm Nari Pakai, and today we're talking about our road toll. It's at its highest it's been in more than a decade, affecting communities right across the country, including First Nations people, who are more than three times more likely to die on the road in an accident than other Australians. Helping to change this are Troy Cassidaly and Scott Prince, who are urging mob to reflect on their behaviour behind the wheel. Thanks for joining us today on NITV Radio, Troy.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and it's a very important thing to be talking about today.
The campaign slogan is "Don't let a car change who you are. Safer driving starts with you." What are you hoping will come from connecting with mob through this campaign?
Well, look, it's an important thing to really look at and encourage mob and all road users, I think, to reflect on their actions behind the wheel and remind them about safe driving behaviours. Because, you know, sometimes when that road toll is higher than it's been, like you say, in the last decade, we want to raise awareness that we need to drive safely and control ourselves behind the wheel. You know, don't lose your cool. And it's just a really, really important thing to just look at our driving habits and make sure that we're being as safe as we can.
You, as a musician and a songwriter, you've spent your fair share on being on the roads, getting to and from gigs. How has this impacted your perspective of road safety?
Well, look, I've spent so much time on the road. When I hit the road in 1990, every mile I did was on the road, and I got to see nearly every sort of road and driver you could possibly imagine. And I've seen worse behaviour on the roads over all those years than I reckon I've seen at any concert of mine. And often people who have years of experience behind the wheel are the ones that are driving worse. They sort of get a little bit complacent. So this is a chance to look at our habits, I reckon, and make sure that we're just looking after our fellow drivers on the other sides of the road as well as our own family in the car with us.
Yeah, truly just reflecting on it, eh?
Definitely.
NRL women's coach for the Broncos in Queensland, Scott Prince, is a collaborator on the Don't Let a Car Change Who You Are, Safer Driving Starts With You campaign. Why is his involvement significant?
Well, not only is he a wonderful role model, Scott is a great fellow and unfortunately lost his dad in a road accident when he was just starting out playing professional footy, which was really, really tragic. And it's something he never thought could happen. But we always think that. We think, no, it won't happen to me or won't happen to anyone in our family. But you never know. It could happen to any of us, you know. And that's why he's really keen to be a part of this. And he was the reason I signed up to be a part of it as well, because I see him as a really, really good role model, good friend. And just to remind us, no matter how experienced you are as a driver, it's always important to consider, you know, what you're doing to keep yourself and others safe on the roads, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone has a car story.
Definitely everyone has a car story. I mean, we've all been in little traffic bingles here when we've lost concentration and done things like that. My kids have as well. And I think it just makes you all the more determined to make sure you're aware of your surroundings, you know.
Wrapping up this conversation, what do you hope our listeners take away when reflecting on themselves as drivers?
Well, we all think we're deadly drivers, right? And it's probably been a while since a lot of us has really thought about how we drive. And so we need to maybe take a second, think about what we can do to help yourself and others be safe on the road. Don't get distracted, especially talking on phones. I don't know how many times I've driven along and I've seen people, you know, chatting away on the phone or sending off a text. We can't get distracted or get hot-headed. We need to let the car sort of do the job it's supposed to do by getting you there safely. And like they say, don't let the car change who you are. You're the same person walking along the street as you are sitting in that vehicle, you know. So I think safe driving really starts with just us. Just being responsible for it.
And where can the audience find out more information about safer driving and this mission you and Scott Prince are campaigning for?
Well, they can visit the website, and I've already been and had a look, and it's pretty comprehensive, you know. It's safedrivingstartswithyou.gov.au, and share the message with friends and family in the community, because, I mean, we're all on the road. We're all driving everywhere and trying to get there as safely as we can, but please get on there and have a look at that website and just have a look at some of the tips. And every now and then it's like a little look in the mirror moment that you can have and say, I'm going to be a really good driver today and behave myself.
And I just want to jump in. It's not just you as a driver. It's also the other people in the car, your family.
Well, it is the other people in the car, and they can be a distraction. You know, you can be having a great old laugh or having an argument over something or something about footy scores or something like that, you know. And they can be a distraction. So you've got to really turn off the distractions inside the car from family and friends and just concentrate on the road ahead. And like I say, that just makes us all safer drivers.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you for speaking with us today, Troy, about road safety. It affects all our lives, so many people, especially mob across Australia.
Well, when I learned that about Scotty Prince a while back, I was really touched by that story. And like I say, he thought maybe it couldn't happen to him or his family, but it can happen to anyone, so we've just got to be careful on those roads.
That was Troy Cassidaly speaking with NITV Radio about the Don't Let a Car Change Who You Are, Safer Driving Starts With You campaign. Thanks for having us.
That was a pleasure, and thank you so much for the time, Sissy. I really appreciate it.